W.F. Howes presents an unabridged recording of The Imitation of Darkness by Simon McLeave, narrated by Rachel Atkins. Prologue. Peckham, London, SE15. Monday, the 26th of January, 1998. As Tash slowly regained consciousness, she felt the soft cotton sheet beneath her fingertips and realized she was lying on her bed naked. She wasn't quite sure how she'd got there. A mad party, pub or club? She couldn't remember a bloody thing. It wouldn't have been the first time, though. Must have been a hell of a night. She tried to focus her eyes as she blinked and looked around. The clock on her bedside table showed 11 p.m., and the bedroom was bathed in the soft light of candles. What the hell is going on?
I don't remember doing that. I don't remember anything. I thought it was morning.
She glanced down at her bare chest and saw that her necklace was missing. The silver necklace with the tiny four-leafed clover that her friend Jane had given her for good luck. She never took it off.
I really hope I haven't lost it. I'm such a drunken idiot. I must have blacked out.
As she attempted to adjust her naked body on the cold sheets, she realized she couldn't move. However hard she tried, she couldn't make any of her limbs work.
Oh my God. I'm paralyzed. What happened? Oh my God.
Her heart began to race, and she felt sick with fear.
Hello?
She cried, her voice hoarse. Listening intently, she could hear nothing except from her heart's rhythmic beat against her chest.
Am I alone in here? Who did this to me?
With a dark and growing dread, she gazed up at the intricate Victorian cornice ceiling and tried to piece together the evening. She remembered drinking champagne in Soho House, a fashionable private members' club on Greek Street, Soho, frequented by the great and the good of the film and television industry. Having turned 24 yesterday, Tash had been stringing out her birthday for as long as she could. She had plenty to celebrate. Since leaving the London Academy of Music and Dramatic Art, Lambda, she'd been fully employed as an actor. Most of her contemporaries were still waiting tables, tending bars, or had given up their dreams of trying to make it. Those who had managed to gain some acting work seemed to spend their time performing in gritty plays above small pubs in North...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?